For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
Bam!
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs to the stars with a show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Howdy!
I'm too scared. Not gonna do it. Happy Friday, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
I just
want to thank you guys for for pushing me to go on that tour yesterday. You guys, what a great time we had. And Leroy, I'm glad I was on the fence, but I'm glad you convinced me.
Yeah, good call, Leroy.
Thank you, Leroy.
Thanks for driving all of us there too. Super nice of you.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, because if Tobin would have drove there, he wouldn't have been able to leave with all the flooding.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty bad.
True.
I mean, we never saw it rain.
I am worried for that part of town when there's a real storm that hits.
Like, I mean, it rained. Like, we never saw it rain.
Yeah. Although we did come out to torrential downpour.
We never saw it rain. We weren't indoors for that long. And it was flooded like it had rained all night.
Yep. It's crazy. They got to do something about that.
I mean,
I don't know if they can, because I think it's already like very, very close to the sea, maybe below the sea.
It ain't. It's not the sea that's causing the flooding.
Well, I know, but there's nowhere it can drain. Like,
why can't they just pump the water to sea? I mean, you have a whole bunch of water right there. Isn't there like, hadn't somebody built something to say, hey, now granted, if we have, the seawall, that's a whole different story. But can't we just pump this water into the ocean?
You know, we need to get Jalen Phillips on the case. This man beats science. So as a lead scientist, we should have him on the case for something like this.
That's a good point.
We should have him on the case. But what a tour. We got the behind the scenes look yesterday at the Gaseya Center.
They teased me with the juices and snacks.
I don't understand why you feel every place you go, there's going to be snacks.
I mean, we did a lot of walking. I mean, it's like, it should be snacks. Like, if just
let's, there should be snacks.
Okay, guys, listen.
There was two rules.
Loved
though.
You on the tour. Let's take a little 10-minute break. There's snacks.
What are you, a child?
I like snacks.
I understand, but like, you knew there wasn't going to be snacks. There's never snacks at Media Day either.
I'm a big snack time guy.
One time I brought you snacks, you ripped me to holy hell. You're like, that's what are these?
I do remember that. And
a Lunchable.
I brought him bags of chips to snack on during Media Day because they never give us food. And he's like, what is this? I'm like, what do you want? Like catering?
Oh, I'll be ready next time.
To him, a snack is like a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's not a snack.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a snack.
That's not a meal. Sandwich is like in between, like,
You can't have a sandwich and a side, though, because then it becomes a meal. If you just have the sandwich. That's what
that, you're making my point. Snack. Yeah. If you don't have.
Just a sandwich, yeah. But, okay, but here's the thing, though. If it's on a hoagie. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Like, if you have a big
this
sandwich.
Is a sub.
I'm just talking about the sandwich or two pieces of bread.
Come on, let me
that's
get
a snack. Yep. Something to tide you over.
It's not, dinner. But it's got to there. There's got to be something that's between a snack and a meal. Like, that's what a sandwich is. Like, if you just have a sandwich, because some sandwiches
I think
are
of meal. A meal like this.
Mm.
Once you bust out a hoagie a fork and a knife,
too much.
You know, you're out of snack zone.
Yeah. What about some popcorn chicken?
So you're just saying sliced bread?
If they had some popcorn chicken, that's a perfect in between.
Chicken,
there you go.
But not the one with mostly skin.
Yeah, come on. What are we doing here? Yeah. Like I'm getting fried pieces of skin. No, just a little something. You know, a little honey mustard. Boop, boop.
Yeah. Boop. No honey mustard. I like the spice.
Doesn't like honey mustard.
I don't like honey mustard. No.
I give up.
I like mustard. I'm a fan of honey, but not together.
I just don't understand.
It's like one of these things he hasn't tried, Marcos, but he'd really like.
No, I've tried honey mustard.
You like Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah. That's the only sauce I get.
It's the same thing.
It's a little.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing.
It's the same
thing. No, it's not.
It's the same.
It's the same.
No, it is not. It's not honey mustard.
Sure.
It's not.
Same
No, it's not.
No problem.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
No trucks. Now I tell you what sauce I would put on every chicken tender, but it sometimes is a little bit weird when I drive through and just get sauce. That spicy mustard from McDonald's.
Can't say I've tried it.
What?
Can't say I've tried it.
That spicy mustard is for
when it comes to McDonald's, I stick to sweet and sour sauce. Delicious.
No. When I think of sweet, I'm thinking pies, cakes, ice cream.
Yeah, you got weird takes. Goosey. I mean, like,
I'm not putting my sweets on my meat.
We've learned for a long time. For a guy who's a very, very talented cook, you got some really weird and terrible food takes.
What are you talking about?
You got bad ones, dude. And then you have ones that, like, you have ones that you don't even stick by. Like, you don't really have a lot of grounds because, like, we could sway you easily. Like, you've done this with ice cream. You've done this with coffee. You've done this with tacos.
No, I've said, wait.
Cake, all of these things.
I eat ice cream. It's not my go-to.
Mm-hmm. That's not what you've said. You've said overrated in the past.
It is overrated.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden it's not your go-to. Like, you're very wishy-washy with the food takes. Your food takes are like my sports takes. Very wishy-washy.
No.
They are. No, it is. It's true. It's true.
And thoughtful.
Marcos, would you say Leroy is wishy-washy with his food takes?
You literally have some of the weirdest takes I've ever heard. And
first of all I have to say to you is this.
Okay. Well, at least
I'm not taking any food takes.
It's one normal take. Like it's that. Just one normal
I'm
take.
I'm not taking a guy. We go to one of the finest restaurants in town and we look over at Marcos and he's trying the food.
It would be nicer if Marcos could just lie to us all and just say he's allergic to shellfish rather than being a child.
That ruse you pulled. It, like, listen, it is hard for a guy that was dressed up as a dragon, right? It's hard to be more ridiculous than him, but you pulled it off.
I was dressed as an elf for that one.
An elf.
Yeah, I was an elf that time. It wasn't okay. Look, a man can have one rule. That's one simple rule. I don't go back on it. I don't say maybe sometimes under this. I like this and this, but when they're together, I don't like them.
Yeah, he's never going. But like, I'll give Marcos credit. He's never going to get off this stance. He hates seafood. That's it.
Just one rule.
Like if I feel like a year ago you would have told us you hate seafood, but then you would have been like at a Long John Silver's.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, well, I like fish sticks, but I don't really like seafood. And
definitely
fresh not. Tuna, not canned tuna.
Definitely like, not. Definitely not. And tuna's out.
What about what about fried catfish planks from Publix?
Ooh, wow.
You know, I get the fried catfish during Lent from Publix, but that's not. What is fried catfish planks?
Kind of the same as a fish stick.
No, it's not.
Repackaged.
No, they don't do the. No, they don't do that. No,
because it's not square. I mean, it looks like a tender, but it's like
then,
it's kind of
can
the
I
same.
Just say this? I'm gonna say this. I went to one of my boys' restaurants, Intangible. He had grilled catfish. I looked at him with a level of disgust.
Yeah,
Yeah, catfish is a dirty fish. You got to fry it.
Catfish is only fried. And well, white people have day catfish too.
What?
Tilapia.
Oh, tilapia is a bum.
Isn't that not real?
It's a man-made fish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's a bum fish.
You know, some of your animals have poop veins in them. Other ones have, you know, they're engineered in a lab. And you wonder why I don't trust things down there. You know, there's canned tuna. It's disgusting. So I just say one rule. You're like, I don't like tacos, but today, if, you know, maybe we'll get some tacos.
No, I have said why I don't like tacos.
Yeah, you're messy. Switching it up. Coffee? But then, remember coffee? But
wait. Then we got damn near naked tacos before J-Fig ruined it to get all the crap on it. And then we had lettuce all over the studio.
Yeah.
Like, no. You got to put cilantro on it. It's for the flavor.
It's a little bit of culture, you know?
Nah. Yeah.
It's good stuff. You know, like
meat, tortilla.
Don't forget the lime. I'm like, we ain't here to taste. We're here to eat.
Remember the crema? Ooh,
yeah.
That was good.
We had to go in there with a dustbuster after we were done with those tacos. That's why I don't like tacos. That's why I say I don't like tacos. They're messy.
So the Dolphins play their second preseason game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the Washington Commanders. Our coverage on WQM begins at 3 p.m. with game day uncensored.
This is one of the fewer teams that don't play their starters a lot. And I don't know. Again, you know, I have questions about it, you know, simply because there's certain things you need to go through. And I hope that it doesn't lead to a slow start. Like, I'm not saying it will or it won't, because I really don't know. I'm just going from my own personal experience.
Hasn't been their issue. Like
different.
Hasn't been their issue so far.
Right. It hasn't been.
McDaniel.
It hasn't been.
It's been the finishes. It hasn't been the starts.
Right.
But that being said, I mean, Tua did make it pretty clear that he wants to play this week. Could he get a little bit of Runsky? We'll see. I mean, like, it already seems like if he does, Waddle's missed, I think, 7 straight practices, which, yeah, that's a minor injury.
You liar, Mike McDaniel. Can I just say, while we sitting here worried about Tua, Waddle misses some time.
Yep.
And he just kind of snuck through the cracks. But now that we starting to pay attention, we ain't had Tyreek and Waddle. Well, he talking about Odell. You ain't had Waddle neither.
Yeah, Waddle had a great first couple weeks of practice, and then now he hasn't been seen for a while. So
is it hammy? Because you know the speedsters, the speedsters tweak hammies.
I don't know. No, they're very
sprints. It's very something about competition that
you get to be real hockey like during training camp. There's no injury report, you know.
Right, but it's something about once you actually get to competing, how your body is ready to go whether you want it to or not because you're a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes causes a lot of injuries because even though you're trying to go at a certain rate, you're competing. And so my whole thing is that imagine when you get 65,000 people in the stands and you ain't did no practice and then you want to crank it up. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not, like you said, it hasn't been an issue, so I can't really say that they don't have it. They haven't been doing it right. But when I see stuff like this, right, guy missing 7 practices and we really don't know why, what, how, or whatever, or a lot of guys taking a lot of days off, I always wonder, could this be an issue? Could it be an issue?
So, yeah, the joint practice got a little chippy yesterday. There was a headbutt, apparently. Eichenberg getting into a dust-up.
Ooh, that's – with who, a linebacker?
D-tackle.
Ooh, okay. Now, that's – hey, you stay away from those because they well, they throw
– hold on. They're going to get exhausted, everybody. They're going to get exhausted.
No.
They'll get tired out.
It's not even that, but it's like – 2 heavyweights knowing they can't make it 5 rounds.
Exactly.
Right? So the haymakers are coming.
It's only gonna last a round, guys. Back it up, back it up, back it up.
Or you can tell right away when they both have each other helmet and they just do the little shake. Now, the headbutt mean it got close and personal. Headbutt, and then right after headbutt, if you want to see a riot, let somebody spit.
Oof.
Oh.
Oof.
Dude.
Man. So, yeah, we'll get into, of course, we'll have a lot to get to here on the show today, including more of our tour stories, which, man, Pat Riley, you treat those road teams. Woof.
That's you know what? That's a common thing in all arenas, dude. All of them. Here's the problem. When I played in Cleveland Old Municipal Stadium, the home team locker room looked like a road team locker room.
It wasn't even the locker room. I've been in the road locker room before. Like, it's bland, but it's the training room. I was like, jeez.
That away has to fit on that thing? That was bad.
Yeah, but they only, keep in mind, they only travel with, 12 guys, right? So they don't have a whole bunch of guys in there at the same time. And if there's any issues or whatever, or x-rays, you need x-rays, you go into the home team locker room.
So
you use their facility. So, like, and you're there, how long are you there? A day?
Yeah. Unless it's like one of those weird weekend homestands they've started.
Right. But that's it. So
it really looked like a middle school kind of, like, you know, worse. You're sick, you go to the office kind of thing.
Because here's the thing. You haven't noted, when we went into the Heat locker room, they were explaining, you know, the weight room. And, you know, our shortest guy is 6'5", so we have extensions or whatever. And then we went into the home team locker room. They had regular chairs. Yep. And he made it a point to say, hey, could you imagine Wimby sitting on this little chair? Laughing. Yeah. That.
My favorite part was the board. We got a board here. No markers, though.
Listen, when we travel, in some cases you got to bring your own board too. So it is crazy the amount of stuff you have to pack. It's always a just in case. You got to bring your own markers. You got to do that. Now, when you go to the hotel, they have stuff, but you still have a bag of markers.
I saw a drawer in the Heat's medical room that was strictly for AA and AAA batteries. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yep.
That is amazing.
Yep. Yeah. And you know what's even more amazing for football? You know, when you see them bring those crates out to the sidelines, you should see what those things are packed with. Everything from contacts to contact cleaner, to backup shields, to shoes for some guys, right? The prep for that and what those guys have to do to get a visiting team prepared without knowing what's going to be available, it's amazing what they do.
We will take a break here on the program. Back with more to this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Owen and Leroy here with you. Hey, elevate your look. We're giving you a chance to win a haircut from the barber of the athlete, Steven Rivera, barber for the Canes and Dolphins. Yeah, Leroy, you look like you could use that right there, man. All you got to do is go to WQAM.com and enter on the contest page for your chance to win a cut at the brand new Players Lounge in Davie. So go over to WQAM.com, check out the contest page, and you guys can win a haircut from Steven Rivera, barber for the Canes, Dolphins, and get yourself a free haircut. Check that on out. Miami Dolphins back at it tomorrow in preseason play. Last night you had Patriots and Eagles. Ugh, I was watching Jet Up this morning. I had to watch it's overwhelming how much Jets there is on there.
Yeah.
Because
there's a narrative being pushed.
It's just not even so much Tannenbaum because, God, they go to Tannenbaum a lot. But then it's Bart Scott. And I'm like, between him, Tannenbaum, and Greeny, like, what are we doing?
I would say that they are probably in all of them, everybody on that panel are probably making an assumption that they wouldn't make with another player, right? So I can imagine when Tom Brady was getting over 40.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They were all talking about how this is going to come to a screeching halt. And he played five more years. I would imagine when they saw Peyton Manning, or they saw Drew Brees, and they were talking about they're around 40, how these things come to a screeching halt. I remember them talking about Ben Roethlisberger, right? But because it's one of the guys on their team, they just disregard all that. And I'm not saying, and people think I'm anti-Jet or whatever. Not at all. But I'm going to say, very rarely have we taken and put in this much expectation on a 40-year-old quarterback off an Achilles injury. You hope it works, right? And you can say that. And you can say, if he plays at half the player he was, then it's 10 times better than what we had, and that gives us a chance. I would get that. But I think to say, oh, we're getting four-time MVP or three-time MVP Aaron Rodgers is a bit of a reach. And that's just playing the numbers.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, they're going to go, they do their typical, like, predictions. You know, why August 16th was the day to predict your AFC East division winner, I don't know. But
well, why that is the same reason why June is, that's when that's a loss. They can say the same crap to you.
No, that's way different. That's completely different.
No, it's not.
It's completely different. I'll do a whole heat schedule today if you want me
no,
to.
No. Listen.
I was going to be nice. I was going to let you off the hook.
Listen, I have my heat fix for the month.
Oh, no. We got more stuff football to get to today. We got more stuff to get to today.
All right. I wish I would have sold Bam. By the way, congratulations to Lorenzo. Didn't even see him.
Yeah, he's a papa now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Congratulations.
But yeah, like they do their little predict the division winner and Jet up, and they all pick Bills and Jets.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
They all picked them.
Good.
I was like, F you guys.
Good.
Give middle fingers to my television.
Good.
The Bills?
Good.
What do you see in the Bills?
I mean, they have won the division the last 5 years.
For sure.
Yeah, and if you say, listen, team. Here.
They just lost Matt Milano 2 days ago.
Marcos, here's the deal. If you win the division the last 5 years and they pick you, I can't say nothing to defend it. I can't say nothing. You know, I say, yeah, the Dolphins have a chance. I think the Dolphins are better. I can say all that. But until the Bills actually lose the division, if somebody picks the Bills, you just kind of have to eat it. But there's nothing. There's nothing that says the Jets are going to be better than the Dolphins. And as far as where these teams have been and grown the last 2 years, it's just not.
I mean, it could end up being a very good division. They could all end up being.
I think it will be. But there's a lot of questions with all of these teams that everybody, even the Dolphins, that everybody's just putting on top of the division. Now, when you look at the Bills, who the hell is he going to throw it to? Okay. They just got rid of 100-plus catches.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That you don't just find another, oh, we're just plugging another guy. Nope, because if that was the case, you wouldn't have spent an arm and a leg to get him. All right? With the Jets, I don't care who's the quarterback, still gave up 65 sacks. They did try to bolster their offensive line. But again, these guys haven't played together. How long is that going to take? With the Dolphins, what is the defense going to look like? Now, to us, we say, oh, you know what? They got some people come in that look like they can hold the fort down until everybody gets back. But we don't know for sure. So everybody has questions. And we'll find out early enough in the season. But I will say this. If I would lean towards the Dolphins a little bit more, I would say this. Because the strength of their team has not been altered. It's improved. And that's the offense.
Yes.
So I trust that the strength of this team can hold the fort down till everybody else gets back.
It's just a matter of, like, you know, in a lot of ways, they're, you know, that they have suffered with what the Bills used to be, which is fast starts, can't really finish. Yep. And yep. Like, can they get over that hump? Because it does feel like, yeah, the Dolphins have for sure definitely have the talent to do this. I mean, that's they had this seemingly in the bag. It was an all time choke not winning the division last year.
It was some health issues.
I understand, but I'm just talking about from a standpoint of
just record. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's reasons behind it, though. Like, you just, I'm just, look,
put not a lot of good reasons not a lot of good reasons in that Titans game. There wasn't.
No, absolutely not. Okay. I got you. Okay. So with that being said, I can say if I'm the Dolphins, if I'm healthy, I can have a different outcome. If I just say that, right?
I agree with that.
There's some other things that need to happen. But if I just start with, if I'm healthy in those same games at the end of the year, I have a better chance of winning. Now, the Jets are going to say that. Just going to say, if our quarterback's healthy, then we're going to, but I like it. It's more of a reach.
Yeah, and they have to, they feel like more of a Molotov cocktail of like drama too. Like, it's going to deal with, you know, if there is a week that goes right, like how are Aaron Rodgers and Saleh going to have this? Like, we know there's harmony with the Dolphins,
right?
Like, that's, you know, and I guess losing can affect all of that for sure. But the Dolphins have already been through a lot of drama and pain last year, and they feel like they got a lot of those scars with. The Jets, it's like, all right, if the Jets go and get off to an 0-2 start, is it going to get snarky in the press? Is it going to be a little bit diabolical? Now, all of a sudden, you know, you trade for the start.
And it's New York media.
You're already dealing with this Hassan Reddick drama. You know, is Aaron Rodgers going to want to go to Egypt in the middle of the season? Who knows? There's just so many wild cards that are there. It does feel like, and then, you know, with the Bills, you're giving that old respect to. Even though, you know, they still can go to hell.
You got to. You have to, though. They earned it. But I would say, like, the biggest question with Josh Allen before Diggs got there was he threw the ball, he took too many chances, and he has nobody to throw it to. That's what everybody said. They went out and got Stephon Diggs. Then all of a sudden they blew up. Right. Still had the same mistakes or whatever at end of games and at the end of the season, but they were a legitimate contender.
Yeah, they're probably not going to be that flashy in offense. I mean, like, they have good tight ends, a great running game. He's really great at run. Like, they're probably like they could really like be just the most physical team in the thing from an offensive standpoint. Yeah. Marcos does mention they lost Milan. They lost him again last year, too. He fractured his leg early on in the year. But.
They lost a lot of guys.
Yeah, they lost a lot of guys. That defense is going to look completely different too. They have a lot of people.
The only guy that we lost that the Dolphins lost that would feel like it could hurt, but we don't know for sure is Christian Wilkins. Other than that, everybody's back.
I think it's gonna hurt.
It's gonna hurt, dude. You know,
that's kind of the match I'm worried about. Like, I'm like, can this Dolphins team stop the run? Like, I'm like,
well, but here's the deal. Here's what you've done. You've created more of a wall instead of energy. So Christian Wilkins was energy. He was all over the place, right? And I've told you that's a very unique skill set for that position.
Football.
Like, I played with a guy like that, right? In John Randall. But what they've done is they replaced it with guys who are going to create a wall and create more push up the middle. And I'm curious to see how that's going to affect the pass rush, because with nowhere to go inside, that pushes them right into the pass rush. So I don't know how it's going to play out, but I would say I have better hope that the Dolphins can replace Christian Wilkins with the style of football they're going to play versus who's going to be the Stephon Diggs this year in Buffalo.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Now, baby, get my booty naked. Take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 baby. I'm on fire. I tell him, baby, 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 baby.
Jeez. Tough crowd.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. I apologize.
I said you're in a Dolphins mood today.
Oh, yeah. We didn't say anything after that, huh?
That's why.
Oh, okay. Leroy purposely did it. I'm sorry.
No. I don't listen.
It's a Vice Shirt Friday. How can I not be?
It is a Vice Shirt Friday. It's we're feeling good. You know, we are going into a weekend. We got some preseason football. Got a little UFC tomorrow. Saw Israel Adesanya was crying at the press conference today.
Oh, was he? What?
Yeah, very emotional.
And I'm sorry, a press conference already happened today? Or are you like...
It's Australia. What? It's very confusing. I'm very confused by the schedule.
What the hell is going on?
It happened at like 6 a.m. today.
Time in Australia. It is currently midnight. It is Saturday in Australia.
It's Saturday. What? So their fight is technically on Sunday.
Huh.
Morning? Yeah.
Huh. Man.
Very weird.
Very weird.
I wonder how hard it is for, like, you can go to one card, you can fight at one card, you fight at 11:30.
Yep.
And the next card, you fight at 9 a.m.
Yeah, but you know what, Leroy? I think if they're fighting in at least in a top facilities, I mean, there's plenty of fighters who, as we've seen, are warming up next to a claw machine in an arcade.
Oh yeah, hey, dude, and it wasn't a bad. They did it pretty good.
Yep.
Wow.
Like, if you wanted a snack, it took 1 hour and 30 minutes because you had to go through all the gamers and all the like. It was a whole amusement. Indoor amusement park damn near, but
was Extreme Action Park?
Yeah.
That's a big place.
It is a big place. Big
but
place.
They put the ring in the ice, the
roller rink.
The roller rink.
Oh, yep. Wow.
Yeah.
They sure did. We got preseason action. So it seems like, you know, you get to this preseason game number 2, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first one's for the super young guys. Does this one feel like there's more jobs on the line? Like, does a Savon Ahmed have to go and impress? Like, he balled out last year. He honestly played his way probably onto the roster last year with how good his preseason was. But, like, is this – once you get to preseason game 2, after you get done with your little starter warm-ups there, does that feel like, all right, now we need to start deciding who's going to actually be on this team?
It depends, because it could also be the third game when none of the starters play. I would say there's certain things you're looking for. Keep in mind, all these guys who you don't see play their position are also having an opportunity to make the team playing special teams. So, like, if you have a returner that plays either corner or wide receiver or running back, you might not see him as much as a running back because you already figured he's going to be your return guy. So don't read into it that much. But there's some guys who could also return, who also play on all the special teams, who may have a lot of special teams. Sometimes special teams guys are in a room, but they don't really count against the position because they're special teams guys. And so, like I said, I spent every day in a room with my roommate, Harold. Harold ain't played no offense. He was a special teams guy. But he was in the running back room all day. There's a lot of – you got probably 4 or 5 guys that are like that. The long snapper. He might play guard. He ain't sitting in the meat room, but he ain't doing that. So there's a lot of that, figuring out who your special teamers are going to be.
Blake Ferguson at guard.
Right, so that's why when you say, oh, this guy didn't play at all in the like, be careful with that. Mm. Like, usually the guys that play a lot, those are the guys they want to see play that, because now they got to decide, okay, are we going to keep him as a running back? move him to practice squad. If we play him too much and he plays well and we try to put him on practice squad, somebody might snatch him up. Those things, like it's a lot of moving and shaking going on, trying to figure out who can do what, right? Like the offensive line, you might have a situation where you try a guy at a different position. Me personally,
mm-hmm.
I would try Patrick Paul at a different position because you know he can play left tackle.
So you want to tinker, like just give him a little run.
You tinker because here, what if Patrick Paul is one of your top five offensive linemen, and he don't play because number one is also playing the same position he plays?
Yeah,
like you got to try. You got to at least try to see if he can, if we can get him on the field some kind of way.
But like,
I'll put him right next to Teron Armstead.
Even if like you've been playing Robert Jones at guard, left guard, he has taken every snap in camp.
You tinker. You try it out. See if it works.
Give a little looky loo.
Get a little looky loo because we've had guys you draft at left tackle that have come in and didn't play left tackle right away.
Here is Teron Armstead. This is him on Patrick Paul, the rookie, and what the vet has seen from his rook.
Pass pro is looking really clean. He's getting a lot of – he's finding his patience in his pass sets. He's long. He's 6'14", so he's able to use his length, and he's keeping his feet in the ground. Still got some things that I would want to see from him on a more consistent base, but we're starting to see more flashes of the dominance that he has in his body, his toolbox, and that will continue to show more consistently. Pat's been great, man. He go after it every day, hard, physical. He's freaky athletic. He's tough, but then the tools that he got, the God given, you know, gifts that he has to be able to use those as well. More experience, more knowledge. He'll be just fine.
He's a giant, but here's the problem, and here's where it gets tricky with this.
It's a giant.
All those tools, if he's not playing, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how is he going to develop without playing football? And if he's one of your top prospects, you got to find a way to kind of get him in there.
It was never have you been so excited to watch a lineman in a preseason game just because he kept turning Falcons into memes.
Put him on skates.
It was great. Last year, the Dolphins kept 5 running backs out of the preseason. They had... And, you know, they're all guys who are on the roster now outside of now you have a rookie in Jalen Wright, who they're obviously going to keep. And so, you know, it's Mostert, Achan, it's going to be Wright. And then it comes down between who's getting cut between Jeff Wilson, Savon Ahmed, and Chris Brooks. If they stay with 5 from last year, like they did. And my best guess would be Ahmed.
You can't keep Ahmed again.
You don't know that.
This guy,
you don't know dude. That.
I think you need Brooks because he's a moose.
He's physical,
right? And again, there's been times, and I'm not going to say that the other guys run soft, right? But sometimes running the football is trying to get a round peg in a square circle, right? In a square hole. Like, you just kind of have to, like, push your way through. And so I think I like his size. Now, if they think that somebody else is tough enough and can get those tough yards and can close it out for you, then that may be another guy that they consider, you know, or maybe they just move him to practice squad, right? Like, there's a lot of things that can happen, but it's hard to tell when you don't know what, because sometimes a guy plays more, not because they like him, but because they want to see what he can do. Right. And maybe they've already made the decisions on other guys, but they go, let's give this guy one more chance to see if he can do the things that we thought he could do. And so there's a fine line between, is he playing because they're going to use him, or is he playing because we want to see if we're making the right choice?
Well, I'll take a quick break. Our Tua is next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.